from the perspective of one who lives as though he or she is separate, it seems as if the teaching comes from another or is exterior to oneself. But this is not true. The teaching is actually part of oneself. It is the universe speaking to itself, awakening itself in its parts back toward itself, the unity of being, to perceive and live again as one being. In the course of this, it works through many different forms and multiple levels. And so it also guides through this, through these levels, through these planes, for the purpose of advancement of itself, which includes all things and all beings, toward the unity that exists in reality. It's the awakening of heart and the uniting of breath and consciousness and being and sense and perspective and identity until one is of all and all is of one. And it is of this uniting and unity and living and going forward. It guides itself through its multiplicity of forms and guides its beings as part of itself, as cells within the form of a greater body toward that unity of experience and living. It's this harmony, breath of the universe expressing love, joy, peace, bliss, perceiving and knowing itself, and coming to oneself and one being, one living once more. And you are part of it, and each person is part of it. Every being, everything is part of it. And so the forms are multiple. It's not just the voice of the universe speaking silently or subconsciously to all that exists. Rather, it includes all the forms of life. It includes the perception of the teaching and the teacher as life itself. It includes forms of other beings who help each other. It includes the angelic spheres, the sound and breath of the hierarchy, the intention toward evolution of the species, all things, toward that unity of being, of love, and joy. The unity with peace, expressing. And in this world, peace and kindness, beneficence, joy and love expresses through all the humanity, through the humanness that one carries also. The teaching is the uniting of all unto itself again. It's the means of doing so. That is, it prepares, it kindles, provides the way, gives to oneself, itself, what's needed to make the next step. In so doing, it creates forms like the hierarchical work which includes people, beings who pay attention to and guide and assist all the planet here and other realms also. It includes the evolution and growth of all beings within these spheres. It includes itself not only toward the individual beings or collective body that makes up the structure of form, and those within it who work in regard to the earth, but it also brings in teachings and expresses through particular living animate people. This is where it expresses itself through prophets and teachers and masters who have come into the world, and it comes to you always through your breath, through your heart, bubbling to the surface. See lessons of life that show itself, its nature which unfolds itself. And even more than this, it's the actions and interactions that take place through every single thing that you do, all the things that come into your life, all the things that leave from your world to others. All of these things are seeds of and kernels of the guidance and teaching, and one can learn from this and grow through this. It's as if an open book is being provided at all steps, and it adapts itself for every thought, every consideration, every care, every action, because ultimately it is toward coming back to that unity of being. And so it is life balancing itself and unfolding to itself and explaining to itself through millions of ways, through an untold infinite number of ways, that if only one would tune to and put oneself toward, one can read of the book of life and through this gain the understanding to go forward, to go further, to rejoin itself. And the teaching includes all of this, and it includes people who follow the path and have an understanding of it and have a connection to this and have a realization which allows them to express what's needed also and to work within this realm, this sphere, which includes this world and other worlds also. And it includes the intuition and guidance that comes constantly through the breath, is carried through the breath, in the heart, and unfolds into the awareness and consciousness of each person. And what one is led to do, guided to do, inspired, this is the speaking, the talking of the universe to itself, leading itself back to itself, and leading each step further along the way. And it includes the understanding and feeling and sense of guidance and intuition that helps a person navigate through this world and opens the way for further development and insight which can be applied in the forms of this world, which mean the activities of the world, medicine, the arts, humanities, its theory put into practice as one places oneself within the framework of guidance and listening to the teaching that exists. It's open to all, it's open to everyone, because it's all part of oneself, and one is part of that also. And it's in the reconnection and recognition of that that one has the opportunity, again, to act consciously within that framework and learn again from it. And you place yourself toward it as you desire. And that becomes the subject of the next talk. How one places oneself toward toward the teaching becomes part of it, becomes part of the process. What is it that one attunes to? How is it that one enjoys the benefits even greater of that which guides and of which one is?